talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, knucklehead, get out of that bed. We've got a program to do.
Will you quit yapping? 6 o'clock in the morning. Who's up to listen to us?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hello?
Hey, I've got 2 words for you, bro. Vegas, baby! Las Vegas. Strippers, shots, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Sorry, Adam, no can do tonight.
Alrighty then, Reno, baby! Cheaper strippers, cheaper shots, 2 Bubba Gumps.
Not gonna happen, Kimasabi.
Okay, well, Bakersfield, baby, is Santa Fe, Cincinnati. What's going on, bro?
I blame it all on rap music, drugs, and tattoos.
So I say, let's get on with the show. Who's with me?
It over to me.
This is all well and good, but what does Yoko think?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's all fake news. It's all fake news.
Roll another one.
69.
Just like the other one.
If I tell you, you'll be doing it.
This one seems to be about to quit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Yes, sir.
It's our time to shine.
Yes, sir.
Fresno, what you sipping?
Roll another one.
That's Tori Spelling's mom.
Right?
Just like the other one.
She's a mess. A total mess.
This one seems to be about.
You also feel like a bunch of dumbasses.
I don't have another cent.
You love Bean's nipple?
Not my favorite, but I'll allow it.
You see that? You see how white people do?
Right? Just pass it around.
For now, it seems that's the consensus.
And now.
Hey, Kevin. I have a full lady boner.
Our feature presentation.
Don't ever make that sound again. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show broadcasting live from the Coachella K-Rock Party House.
New one, right?
Oh, it's the same one as last year.
Oh, I assumed it was a new one and you couldn't find it.
Well, I mean, I couldn't find it in that.
You were there last year.
Right, but that's not the point.
Okay.
The point is, to make sure that I could find it today, Dave came here last night, and then he mapped it out so that he could just text me the directions.
Okay.
So it says right on 111, left on Washington, or whatever.
Sure.
So I followed those directions to a T.
Uh-huh.
You know, except for one time I went left instead of right. And then I ended up a long, long way from here. And here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's dark. Here's what I'm hearing from this end.
Yes.
Is Dave kind of off mic, on the phone going, wait, are you near a Dairy Queen? I'm like, oh, God, where is Kevin? Does anyone know where Kevin is?
Kevin didn't make a stop.
That's how you find stuff out here. The weird thing is, and I know that this has happened before, and Ralph's going to make fun of me for saying it's dark, but out here...
It's really dark.
It's really dark.
Yeah.
And... they don't care about putting street names on signs. I mean, it's just sort of maybe they'll put some on, maybe they won't. You drive past 3 lights, you don't see what street it is.
Right.
So I believe, like, pretty much everybody out here knows where they're going. And if you come out here every once in a while, there's no street names.
But you left extra early knowing
I did.
That.
I actually did.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You are awful.
I left 15 minutes earlier than I needed to. And then I drove around for 25.
Oh, Kev.
So that happened. Thank you.
Kev Dog.
I'm just saying it's dark. That's my point.
That's a good report. We're going to add that to the surf and weather coming up.
Okay, good. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we? We've got a brand new internet roundup on the show today. We are going to tell you about Scrotox.
What?
Which I guarantee you don't want to know about. That's why we're going to tell you about it. We have Ludacris on the show talking about Fate of the Furious.
Excellent.
We have a movie beat because it's Friday. And we have Coachella Weekend 2 tickets for you just after 7 o'clock. And I should just tell you right now, we're going to do that with Coachella fan songs.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Right. So you have to come up with a song about why you need to go to Coachella, and that's just after 7 o'clock. And then Kat Corbett will be stopping by here at the party house as well to give us a Coachella preview. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54, live from the Coachella party house. Ralph Garman is here now for a look at the
show. Who knows it gets dark? Who knows it gets... Who could tell us it gets dark in the night?
I know, and I knew you were going to make fun of me, but the darkness is so much more extreme than anywhere in Los Angeles. So when you say it's dark, it's so different out here.
And who could have seen it coming? Your first time at Coachella, there's no way you could have known it was dark in
Thank
the morning
you, Ralph.
There.
So you've got my back. All right,
no,
I appreciate
I don't,
that.
Dumbass.
That's very nice. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Failure.
Yeah.
So much
kind of
failure.
On every level.
A lengthy
so
life of just fail after fail.
Define fail.
I just meant this morning that you went life. Wow.
Look
okay.
at it. Look
okay.
at
I
it.
I mean,
Look
I'm
the
not
big
arguing.
Picture.
Yeah.
We'll argue, for God's sakes. Well, he's judging my whole life.
So Kevin, dark.
I can't.
Come on now.
A whole life of it's dark at night. But a whole life of that.
But dark in Los Angeles is one thing, Ralph. Dark out here.
But you know where you are. You're there, right? You knew you were going to be there. You didn't. You weren't, like, drugged with a trank dart, and then you woke up suddenly at Coachella.
That's it. I was hit with a trank. I was hit with a trank dart. Thank you, Ralph. That's a great excuse. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God.
It's the worst. He's no Olivia Munn, but he's bad, right?
Well,
I'll face it.
I mean.
Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn. Very, very public breakup now. And things are getting worse. Apparently, the rest of the Green Bay Packers are a little upset.
That they broke up?
No, that Aaron Rodgers is still going Hollywood. He's been ditching workouts with his teammates in order to hang out with Nick Jonas.
What?
What?
Yeah. And he just hired Ryan Gosling's personal stylist.
Come on.
Did you say to hang out with Nick Jonas?
You heard me.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Why is it interesting, Allie?
It's just weird that Nick Jonas would go to Green Bay and want to hang out with Packers.
Aaron's been hanging out with Nick.
Okay.
Here. Spending a lot of time with his new actor friends and getting regular facials at his swanky spa in Beverly Hills.
Facials with Nick?
Oh, will
this
you
is
stop
interesting.
It?
Wow, this is
conspiracy.
Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
Right?
Yeah. Allie has a conspiracy about Aaron Rodgers that we won't lend any credence to because it's just madness.
And possibly true.
Why don't you cash me outside? How about that?
Oh no. She's
back. Cash me outside. How about that?
Please don't, Ralph.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Right. Cash me outside. How about that?
She's back.
She's back. Apparently, she caught the eye of a few friendly neighborhood police officers in her hometown of Boynton Beach, Florida this week. She was hanging out with a buddy, and sure, they were both happened to be smoking marijuana cigarettes out there in public, and cops came down on her, and they both wound up with a citation. We got to get her out here to California quickly.
Right.
We get her right into the reality machine.
That way she'll implode quicker?
Yeah, because we might lose her. She might go to jail before we even get a chance to see her on television.
Would that be the worst thing?
Yes. We got to have some cash me outside. How about that time?
Cash me outside. How about that?
It would be the worst thing. Now that Mama June is all thin, what are we going to do? Who's going to be our new freak?
Give her time.
Give us a freak. We need more freaks.
Have you seen her? I feel like she still qualifies.
How dare you. And while you're out there fumbling around in the dark at Coachella...
It's extra dark, I heard. Oh, it's like the darkest.
It's so dark.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was very little sun.
Right, but you
in
say
Coachella.
Dark. You say dark in Los Angeles and you think one thing.
Stop saying it's the difference is
there's
how
a very different
darkness.
Dark. It's a
Did
very
you have
different.
Instructions on how to get to the house where you've been before?
Street by street.
Did you have street-by-street instructions on how to get to where you needed to be to start today's broadcast?
Technically, yes. But what I'm saying
how
is
come
the
Dave
darkness.
Found, how come Dave found his way in the darkness? How did Dave Sanchez find his way in the pitch-black darkness of Coachella?
He took an Uber.
And every year.
Was that not an option for you?
No, he didn't take an Uber. I'm just saying that to get out of it.
I'm just rad.
You're just rad, Dave. You are rad.
Wow, Ralph's agreeing that Dave's rad over this one.
Yeah, things have gotten weird today.
He's rad enough to get to a house. That's how he's just that rad.
I'm saying it's pretty dark.
While you're out there in Coachella, I will give you $100 if you can find Kendall Jenner and throw a Pepsi in her face.
Oh, is that happening now?
Kendall Jenner is there. No, no one's throwing Pepsi. Oh,
I didn't know one's offering money.
That's
my idea. That's not a thing.
I didn't know people were throwing Pepsi.
It should be a thing, though, right?
No,
how funny would it
not.
Be if you walked up to her with a Pepsi like she was the cop in that in that commercial?
If you walked up to her,
splash.
No,
give her an Aaron Rodgers facial.
Oh,
right.
That's where it gets wrong.
Come on,
no, don't assault her. Just make
it's not assault. It's Pepsi in the face,
right? It's
come on, Allie. If I give you a Diet Dr. Pepper in the face, you wouldn't mind.
I love it.
Lick it up. Kendall will be there enjoying the festivities, so keep an eye out for it, Kevin. She announced that she's going to be hosting a party for the Bumble dating app in Rancho Mirage, and she's going to be guest DJing at a pop-up nightclub. With her baby sister, Kylie, right by her side. So she's going to be around there quite a bit this weekend.
I'll bet she's a great DJ.
I bet she is, too. She's got a lot of talents. So cash her outside. How about that? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Capaldi, you know him as Doctor Who, 59 years old today. Anthony Michael Hall turns 49. Adrian Brody's 44. Anderson Silva from the UFC is 42 years old today. Actress Sarah Michelle Gellar is 40 years old today. And actress Abigail Breslin is 21. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Don't forget, we are looking for your fan songs for Coachella Weekend 2, and that's coming up just after 7 o'clock. Right now it is 6:23 and time for the movie beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
If you're coming to Coachella, just know it's really dark.
It's not dark now, Ralph.
It's dark. It's a very dark house.
It's actually
place.
Actually, the sun's coming up now.
Hard to find.
You can see now.
Any dark house here in Coachella.
It was only dark until I got here.
Hey, Ralph, you know what he said?
What, that, Allie?
He said, isn't it ironic that it gets light out like 20 minutes after I get here? And I said, you don't know what irony means.
It was tough to argue.
Yeah. That's the Alanis Morissette definition of ironic.
Like rain on your wedding day?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, Kevin delayed the start of the show by like an hour and a half because he couldn't find the house where he's broadcasting from. So,
are you by a Dairy Queen?
I called Dave and Dave goes, you're where? I was about 12 miles from here when I was supposed to be here.
If you want to do a song about how dark it gets in Coachella, you know, you might want to put that in the mix. Let's take a look at the movies that are coming out this weekend with the movie beat. I don't think anyone wants to go up against Fate of the Furious this weekend, so it's slim pickings coming out this weekend. A few films in limited release, one for the kids, one for, I'm not quite sure who the other one's for, and then Fate of the Furious, starting with Spark, a Space Tale. Spark, a Space Tale.
Spark, a Space Tale.
This is an animated show for the kids about Spark, a teenage monkey who lives on planet Banna. And his planet was overtaken by the evil overlord Zong. And
sure.
So along with his friends Chunk and Vix, he has to stage a revolt and try to get his planet back from Zong. You know how it is when Zong takes over your planet.
He's always doing that.
That old story?
Spark, a Space Tale is in limited release. And you know what's funny? Because a Space Tale is spelled T-A-I-L.
Oh.
See? Because monkeys have tails.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel, Susan Sarandon, Patrick Stewart, and Hilary Swank all lend their voices to this. Here are some clips from the trailer of Spark, a Space Tale.
Spark? I thought he was dead!
No matter. It's time to take out the trash.
What exactly are you planning?
Just killing the prince, destroying another planet, and having the universe bow before me in fear! Oh, yes.
need to start on a plan to take on Zom.
We're outnumbered, outgunned.
I have a chance so long as I have this. Zom laid waste to our planet, but together, we're taking it back.
Can we go to the bathroom first?
Yes.
You are all going to die tonight.
No, that's not.
I don't think that's scary
at all. Then the Lost City of Zed, right? The Lost City of Zed.
Right, Zed.
That DJ, right?
Charlie Hunnam.
Oh.
No. Zed the Fish? The thing?
No, Zed's a BDM guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he is. Yeah.
Charlie Hunnam, Robert Pattinson, Sienna Miller, and Tom Holland all star in this true life drama about a British explorer named Percival Fawcett. You remember Colonel Percival Fawcett?
Yeah, he came up with the Fawcett.
In the 1920s. He went searching for what he believed to be a lost city in the Amazon. And if you think it's hard to get to a house in Coachella,
right?
At night, imagine how hard it is to find a mysterious city along the banks of the Amazon River in the 1920s.
I can't imagine.
Kevin would have been very late.
It would have been hard
to find that city
in the
Amazon
signs.
In the 20s, because they didn't have any street signs in the 20s.
No.
Same here.
He would have wound up really near the Dairy Queen there in the Amazon.
It's roughly the same in India.
Yeah, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Charlie Hunnam stars as Percival Fawcett, Colonel Percival Fawcett, as he tries to find the lost city of Zed.
I wish to find a lost city.
Your soul will never be quiet until you find this place.
If we may find a city where one was considered impossible to exist, it may well write a whole new chapter in human history.
You must turn back.
There is no turning back.
You've come to doubt its existence. No. I only doubt that Zed could provide all the answers you seek from it.
Ah!
We're all going to die tonight.
By the way, the real Colonel Percival Fawcett disappeared while he was looking for that city.
Yeah, he did.
Spoilers.
Said it was really dark.
Yeah. Luckily, he had his manslave Dave Sanchez by his side.
Oh, that's sweet.
He had to go.
That is sweet.
This guy disappeared, though. They tell you right in the beginning. So
well,
how's
then
the movie
why are you
end?
Watching the movie?
That's what I'm thinking.
Come on.
Unless they tell you why he disappeared because of
ghosts,
the Zedites.
Oh,
right.
And all the whispering. Like, speak up. What are you looking for?
They're looking for a lost city. It's mysterious.
Well,
Allie.
No, speak up. I can't hear you.
What do you want to be like? Hey, how you doing? Where's the lost city? I can't find it anywhere. With a bunch of beer mugs?
I'd watch that.
And lastly, The Fate of the Furious. You know the story. Dom is back. Vin Diesel gets seduced by a mysterious woman played by Charlize Theron, who could really turn me into a terrorist, too, if she wanted to. And he's got to betray those closest to him, including Michelle Rodriguez, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham.
Ralph Dahm would never do that.
Oh, yeah, he would.
I don't think so.
But they're a family.
You can't change the way you are to us. You're my brother. A lot of good acting going on in Fate of the Furious. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Dominic Toretto just turned on us.
Well, well, well. Do you look at that?
I don't know why he's doing this, but that wasn't Dom.
You want to play like that?
If you're going to catch Dom, you guys are going to work together.
Surprise.
We're going to need a bigger truck.
You are all going to die tonight.
Mm. We're going to need a bigger truck.
We're going to need a bigger truck.
See, because that's a Jaws joke.
From 1976.
It's a great callback.
This looks like it's got everything. This movie has everything.
We'll talk to Ludacris next.
Yes.
Maybe he'll...
so into these movies, Ralph. I know that you make fun of them, but I really am.
I hope you can find the theater. Don't go at night.
Oh, true.
Because a lot of darkness at night. How are you going to find a theater?
You can't.
That's a good tip.
Everyone
thank you, Ralph.
That.
Thank you.
The worst. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from the K-Rock Coachella Party House at 6:38. I don't know if you guys saw my tweets last night, but I was approached by a very elderly woman last night.
Oh.
By the way, we're waiting for Ludacris. He's going to call in to talk about Fate of the Furious.
Okay.
I was at a CVS because I get sunburned, you know, the first day by about now. My skin is burned. So I was getting various lotions to bathe in, and I mean, I don't feel like it, not yet, Chip. Not yet. I was approached by a woman who was, I'm going to say 65, and I feel like I'm shooting low on that one.
Really?
Probably closer to 70.
Okay.
She saw my wristband for Coachella,
mm-hmm.
and she said, and I'm going to try and do this like she said it, I'd let you buy a wristband.
Where were her teeth?
They were not around.
I'd like to buy a wristband.
So she was just gumming it?
Yes.
Oh, Nana.
And what does Toothless Nana need? I mean, is she going to go to Coachella?
I mean, she's playing it.
Yeah, she's a Lord fan.
What if she's an actual performer and she doesn't have her wristband?
Oh, so I'd you like sold to, it to her.
I'd like to buy a wristband.
So I said, how much? No, I didn't sell it to her because I can't, you know, then I couldn't get in.
Sure.
And I'm not giving up my spot for Toothless Nana.
No.
But how weird is it that an older woman would want to get that? Do you think it was just to resell it?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. She was not going in to hang out all weekend. She was going to resell that bad boy.
She was just going to try and make money off me.
Yeah.
And then she asked for some Molly, and I sold her that. But, I mean, I didn't give her my wristband.
You did the right thing. Sure.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, Nana.
Nana. It was just one of the weirdest things in the world because I was just thinking, first of all, I don't know what you're saying, but you're looking at my wristband, and that's odd. And I think had I played my cards differently, I could have had her.
Oh, Kevin.
Right?
I mean,
that's where the music comes in.
You're like, maybe not?
No?
No?
Ludacris on the phone?
No, a lot less ludicrous than we would hope for
Here's what I'll tell you about Fast and the Furious, the franchise.
Sure.
This one, of course, is Fate of the Furious. Mm-hmm. It is absurd to it's ridiculous to an absurd level, so much so that it's fun.
Right.
Like, in one of the movies, and I think it was the last one or the one before, they jumped a car from a high-rise building, out of the high-rise building, mm-hmm. into another high-rise building.
And you're saying that probably couldn't happen?
I'm saying that most likely that wasn't a real thing.
Right. But you believed it in the movie.
Because they embrace the ridiculous nature of the stunts. And I think that goes a long way to actually enjoying the movie.
I like it.
So I think we do have Ludacris on the phone now. Good morning, Ludacris.
Good morning to you guys. What in the hell is going on, man?
We appreciate you spending some time on the Kevin and Bean Show. And first things first, we're going to talk about Fate of the Furious. But I want to give you credit for all of the talk that has happened around your CGI abs. And your song.
Thank you. I wish I could take credit, but, you know, all my videos, I do stuff like this anyway, and then all of a sudden certain people want to act like this isn't typical ludicrous behavior, and I wish I could take the credit.
Right? I was looking at your Twitter feed, and I'm like, are you people new? Like, what is wrong with you? Of course that's CGI, and he did it on purpose. People were really taking it serious.
Now they think I would try to pass that off as my real chest. That's what that's what's ludicrous.
Right. Right.
Were you surprised at how big that got, how fast?
I was a little surprised, I'll be honest with you, but, you know, it's like everybody, if you want to know what the hell we're talking about, all the listeners, just go check out the vitamin D video online. And the crazy thing is, it's just that I love how much attention it's getting when I didn't even ask for it. This is what I do.
Right.
I think a lot of people might have seen the screenshot and just drew conclusions to what was going on and didn't actually watch the whole video. Maybe that's what it was.
Well, I'll tell you this. I will not eat those Hawaiian rolls the same again. I'm just going to think of you.
It, man.
And I just want to clarify, the vitamin D you're talking about, it comes from milk, right?
Well, it depends on, you know, how you want to look at it. It comes from a lot of things.
Oh, dear. Okay.
What's important is that it's responsible for healthy skin, strong bones, and
right?
Really fights depression. It really helps fight depression, ladies.
I had a boyfriend that would tell me that. And really good for the lips, really smooth out any cracks.
Really exactly. Nice. Yeah. All of those good things.
Yeah.
All of those good
things. Okay.
All right, let's talk about Fate of the Furious. This time it has Charlize Theron. It has, strangely, Helen Mirren. Tell us about this movie and the cast that you have.
What makes this one different, you know, for anybody that's seen any of these movies is that, you know, Dom has gone rogue. Vin Diesel's character has gone against us, and that's the toughest challenge we've ever faced. So you have to watch the movie in order to understand why. But, yes, Charlize Theron is now a part of this. Helen Mirren, I mean, just adding these great, great, great actresses and, you know, to the fray is unbelievable all by itself. So women were already a fan of the franchise, but they're really going to be even more one at this point because these women are killing it in the movie.
Nice. Tell me about the action in it, because I like action movies, and I go to a lot of action movies, I'm going to be honest, by myself, because a lot of them are heavy on the CGI, and a lot of people aren't interested. This somehow, this entire series has reached a much, much, much larger audience than just your average action movie. Why do you think that is?
It really has, because the fans continue to support it. The last one did like $1.7 billion worldwide, man.
Jeez.
So I think that, you know, what's so great about it is we really, now because social media, we can listen to what the fans want, and we incorporate a lot of that into the movies, and that's how we keep outdoing ourselves, because it's almost like the fans have become a part of the franchise.
Each time I watch it, I think there's absolutely no way they can top the stunts that they did in this one. Is that a challenge for you guys?
You both, dude. You're not the only one. I'm telling you, I think the same thing. And then I look at the movie and I'm like, how the hell did we do this again?
Well, we're very excited about it. It's called Fate of the Furious, and it's released today in theaters and IMAX now. And just before you go, I wanted to ask you about Fear Factor. You're bringing that back to MTV.
Yeah, man, but it's going to have a ludicrous twist to it. So you guys be ready and be prepared. Absolutely.
And that debuts May 30th at 10 p.m. on MTV. Luda, thank you for taking the time today. The movie is Fate of the Furious in theaters and IMAX now. And we appreciate you coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks for having me, man. All love.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. And we are giving away tickets for weekend two coming up just after the top of the hour for Coachella fan songs. So just after 7, we're going to have you call in 1-800-520-1067 with your Coachella fan songs. You make up a song or a rap. We like rap. Whatever you want to do, and you convince us that you're the one that needs the tickets for weekend two, the passes for all 3 days. That's coming up right after the Ralph Showbiz Beat at 6:55.
It's really hard to get to the house because it's so dark. I got a brain like a mouse.
I nailed that rap.
Yeah. Kevin couldn't find the broadcast this morning.
I mean, I don't know that we need to keep bringing it up.
I think we need to keep bringing it up.
Because people who are just tuning in don't know.
Right. Well, they need to know.
No, they don't.
Yes, they need to know.
All right.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I don't feel like they need to know.
Are we ready for Easter this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, some people are off cavorting with Kendall Jenner, like Kevin. Some of us will be spending time with our families because we love our families.
Yeah. We have a huge Easter celebration
good
at Coachella.
Fathers and daughters and husbands and wives and sisters and brothers.
Jesus.
And candy. Let's not forget candy because it's really all about candy.
And didn't you say the most candy sold on Easter out of the whole year?
Yes, the biggest candy holiday of the year in terms of sales is Easter.
Crazy.
You know what the number one candy is this year? Number one.
Well, peeps.
Most popular candy.
Gotta be peeps.
For the chocolate
Easter
kisses.
I just keep saying peeps. And
You can keep saying peeps.
No.
But you're gonna be surprised to find out that peeps are the least preferred Easter candy brand overall.
Well, I didn't think they were preferred because you have to buy them.
They blow.
They're
they
awful, blow. They're but terrible. You have to buy them.
You don't have to buy
you
them.
Do,
it turns
they're
out.
So cute.
Turns out you don't have to buy
really?
Them, and they blow, and they're the least preferred Easter candy brand overall, according to a poll of 1,000 American consumers.
Well, those people are wrong. Cadbury cream eggs.
Fifth on the list.
Fifth?
You heard me.
Reese's.
Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Oh.
Thank you. Number one.
That's a
Easter
thing?
Candy.
Thank
is it a thing?
You.
It's the
I
greatest
know.
Thing ever.
Well, Reese's is my favorite. I didn't know they made an egg.
How did you not know they made Easter eggs?
Because honestly, I walk right past that aisle. I get really scared. It triggers me.
What?
Yeah, it's just it's too
candy?
Good.
She
it's
walks
too
down
good.
The aisle. She starts rolling around.
Yeah,
the fetal position on
it's
the floor.
It's too much.
I can't take
what
it.
What do you mean it's too much?
I'll buy it all. So I avoid
look at
that
it
aisle.
And find out what's going on.
No,
you said you loved Reese's.
It's my favorite. That's why if I know it's actually in a egg shape, that's something I definitely need in my mouth hole. I can't. Ralph,
you
I can't.
Sound insane. Do you realize that?
Yeah, a little
bit. Should be medicated.
Probably.
Yeah, Reese's peanut butter eggs number one this year.
Wow.
Thank you.
You didn't do anything.
I did. I guess number one. How often does that happen?
It's pretty rare.
I mean, really?
I'm surprised you found it in the dark.
How
found number
you.
One and everything. Easter M&Ms, second. They're pretty good. They look like little eggs. They're cute.
Sure.
Oh. Jelly.
I don't think I would have guessed that one, though. That's a sweet
Jelly
one.
Belly jelly beans.
Pink.
Third, pink. The pink flavor is delicious. And, of course, the Hershey's Chocolate Bunny, fourth most popular candy this Easter. Everyone have a safe and happy Easter. And if you find that bunny, tell him I said
kill
hi.
It.
No.
What?
Hey, if you're a fan of Lord, speaking of Easter, if you're a fan of the Lord, you may want to follow her on Twitter today. Because at 5 p.m. on her Twitter feed today,
yeah,
Southern California, she's got a special message for you. Here's what she tweeted yesterday. Southern California, watch my Twitter tomorrow, this is yesterday, at 5 p.m., and keep your Friday evening free.
Oh.
Huh.
So a little surprise pop-up show by Lord somewhere in Southern California?
I like it.
That'd be cool.
So keep an eye out, 5 p.m. on Lord's Twitter feed, which is at Lord with an E at the end. You can find out if you, I'm guessing it'll be a special show if you want to check it out.
Sounds cool.
And speaking of singers, songwriters, etc., Katy Perry. You know, she was going to buy that convent to live in, remember? And the nuns didn't want to sell it to her because of Satan?
Yeah, but it really wasn't their call because right. It was owned by the...
The Archdiocese.
Right.
And they were in negotiations. Well, it looks like the whole deal has fell apart.
Oh, no.
Because she just paid $19 million for another new home. It is a five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath mansion that sits on 5,427 square feet inside a gated community. Only five bedrooms? $19 million?
Yeah, that sounds...
It must have a lot of other rooms that have things in them besides beds, I'm guessing.
Like I'm talking to the realtor.
Right?
Yeah.
Have things in them?
Her neighbors include Nicole Kidman, Cameron Diaz, and Adele.
Oh, wait, where is this?
I'm not telling
oh,
you.
Oh, my dear God, Lord. Ralph. Where, yes. Is it? Where is it?
So imagine those sleepovers.
Oh, my gosh.
In that neighborhood when those girls get together.
Pillow fights and wine.
Yeah.
Good times.
Spill your wine that way. So she will not be buying the convent. Hmm. So she's not going to make a habit out of living
in
the house.
You so go to hell.
You proud of that?
Because nuns wear habits!
Right, we get it.
Oh, I didn't think we got it. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Capaldi, you know him as Doctor Who. Can't wait for the new season. 59 years old today. Anthony Michael Hall is 49. Adrian Brody, the penist.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Pianist.
I've heard.
He won an Academy Award for being the pianist.
Right.
Oh, pianist.
Yes.
Oh.
Pianist.
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 No.
But pianist.
Is that your Philly accent doing it, or are you just messing with us?
Pianist.
Pianist.
I mean there's an A in
yeah,
there.
There's three syllables.
It's
pianist.
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 Okay.
What is it called?
Pianist. 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 You know what it isn't? Penis. Back to you.
Get that tape? Did you mic that tape, Chip?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
On now.
Anderson Silva of the UFC is 42. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 40 years old today. And actress Abigail Breslin also celebrates her 21st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And I'm not saying that Kevin didn't do a great sell for this game coming up. But when
he didn't give
the phone number or say that we'll take your calls right now, I think that would have helped people actually call in. So maybe
call now
if you have a song about Coachella, why you should be there, maybe a rap, something about why you deserve to get these last Coachella tickets.
But when are we talking to people, though?
Right after this next break.
What?
So call now.
So now?
1-800-520-1067 with your Coachella fan song.
So 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella, where, by the way, we're having band stop by all day today, all day tomorrow, all day Sunday. And as a matter of fact, Dream Car is one of the bands that's stopping by today.
Lucky.
At 12:30, and you can watch it live at krock.com. So you should tune in for that. Right now we have tickets for weekend two of Coachella. We're looking for your Coachella fan songs.
Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs is on drugs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs is on more drugs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs. Coachella fan songs is on, and
there's music too.
That's a very, very sexy Omar there. Very nice. All right, let's take it in order. Let's start with Tony in Corona. Tony, you have a Coachella fan song. What are you going to do?
Yes, I do, sir. I'll do a little Lady Gaga for you.
Lady Gaga. All right, here we go.
All right. My name is Kev Dog, and I don't know what's right. I just don't really tell her if I should go right. What's the worst that could just happen? I'll find my way just laughing. The king of Mexico will just start to cry. I want a Sunday. Hey, look, there's a Dairy Queen. Maybe I'll just stop for delight.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Tony. Thanks very much, Tony. I appreciate that you had to focus that entire song on me not being able to find the K-Rock Party House.
I mean, he's been listening since 5:30, and I appreciate that about Tony.
Yes, Thank you, Tony. All right, let's move along to Robert in Huntington Beach. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin and Allie.
Hi, Robert.
You have a Coachella fan song. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do it to the rhythm of Radiohead's Karma Police.
Excellent. To the rhythm of Karma Police. All right. Yeah. Good luck with that, Robert.
All right. K-Rock Police, send me to Coachella, I promise. I'll party my ass off and may lose my pants. Kevin,
right.
Police, take me on your party bus.
Okay.
I'll bring four locos.
Right. This is dangerous.
We'll drink until our heads are
Although he's bringing four locos. All right, cut him off, Joe. For God's sakes, we can only take so much of Robert. Let's move along to Joey in Santa Ana. Hi, Joey. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, guys? Good morning, man.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
Hey, right. I wrote a freestyle. You guys
freestyle.
Ready for it?
All right, yeah.
Freestyle, right? All right. I'm going to Coachella because my belly's not yellow. I'm going to be moshing like a silverback gorilla. K-Rock rocks. Kevin and Bean are hot. Out in the desert, drinking Smirnoff. Tank tops and tattoos. Hot chicks and fat dudes. To win tickets, I'm going to do what I got to. Word to your baby mama.
Hold on. Let's move on to Michelle in Riverside. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Hi, Coachella Fan Songs is on.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
I'm sorry, what, Michelle?
I said I'm going to rap mine, too, in a way.
You're going to rap
in a way.
In a way.
In a way.
In a way.
Okay.
I'm not sure how good it's going to be.
All right.
Okay. So, Coachella, I can't wait to see that sunset. It's going to be stuck in my head. I can't wait to walk to the Sahara tent and rage with all my friends. And for the main stage, the lights are going to be so bright. I'm going to watch them all night. But the best part is going to be when I see Radiohead, and they're going to creep, 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 and stay in my head.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So that's kind of a spoken word thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for calling. Let's move down to Orange and say good morning to David. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
We're good. Coachella Fan Songs is on.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
So I'm going to sing this as my favorite rapper. I think you know who he is once I start.
Okay.
So here I go. I want to go to Coachella and see all the bands. I've never been, but it's going to be fun. I'm going to hang out with Kev Dog at the party house. Hey, Kev, if you're hungry, I got some meat dogs.
I mean, he worked in quite a bit there.
Right.
Well done, David. Thank you. We're going to put you on hold. Let's go to Valencia and say good morning to Bree. Bree, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
Let me play our stupid little jingle first for a second, would you?
Yeah,
all right, Bree, what are you going to do for us?
I also made up a little rap.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
Yo, hello, I'd like to go to Coachella. Last time I went, I fell more in love with my fella. Being an adult is hard to do, especially when rent and taxes are due. All my money going to the bills, needing those Empire Polo feels. Only way I'm able to go is it's free. So please, please, K-Rock, please pick me.
Wow.
I mean.
Not bad, Bree. Not bad.
Seriously.
All right,
let's take
one more. We have time for one more in Canoga Park. It is Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, guys? Good morning. Good
Coachella morning. Fan Forever. Songs is on.
Coachella Fan Songs is on.
All right,
you're
what are you
creepy, Kevin.
Right? What are you going to do for us, Jimmy?
Dude, my heart's racing, but I got a song that sounds kind of like Hey There, Delilah, but I'm gonna see what's up with this song.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead,
Jimmy.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, K-Rock family. I'm at your mercy for Coachella. This is true. I told my girl I bought some tickets about 2 weeks ago or two. Now I'm feeling like an idiot and a fool. I hope I can get these tickets from you because I really want to go and I really want it.
Yeah. Oh, he got cut off. That's a shame. All right. Who did we like? Do you have a favorite, Allie?
I thought Brie was great because she brought up taxes and rent. And let's be honest, that's really relatable.
I like Brie. I also like David, who did his impression of Bean. And
yes.
I like Joey.
I actually set those three aside. So should we put them in a drawing?
Yes. Let's put them in a drawing. Just those three. And then we'll pick somebody and they get 3-day passes. For weekend two, who's our winner?
The winner is Joey.
Joey from Santa Ana, congratulations.
Hello?
Hello?
Joey.
Yes, Joey. Thanks for checking in.
Joey, do you want to go?
You're going to weekend two.
Jellyfan songs is on. Drugs.
Live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella at 23 minutes after 7 o'clock. Still got a brand new internet roundup on the way, and Kat Corbett will stop by at 9:20, which is basically as early as we can get her to show up with a preview of Coachella. Right now, I want to talk to Allie about the rabbit hole that she went down online, because you've been talking about some weird crap.
Yeah, this is some odd stuff, but essentially, if you don't know me, I have blonde hair, which then in turn I have blonde eyelashes, blonde eyebrows. I basically look like a fetus if I'm not wearing mascara or do something to my eyebrows. It's not a great look.
That's not what you want?
You don't love it, but I was looking up something called microblading, and it's basically these really soft little brush strokes that you do on your eyebrows.
Okay.
And essentially, once it's done, it's almost like a tattoo, but not. And it just looks like these little hairs on your eyebrow. And it's semi-permanent. It's amazing.
So you're trying desperately to figure out how to stop looking like powder.
Yes.
Like that guy in powder.
Exactly. What's happening. Thank you for just putting that so lovely. What's happening. Yes. But then it brought me down this rabbit hole. And I started finding all of these different trends that are happening. Like, did you know that something that I was made fun of all through elementary school is now that something that women are actually paying to get done to their faces.
What?
Women are getting inked permanently on their cheeks and on the bridge of their nose to have fake freckles.
Fake freckles? Yes. Tattoos?
Little tattoos, little dots. And essentially what happens is they get darker, surrounding the skin becomes a little inflamed. And then after a week or 2 weeks, they look perfect, and they look like sun-kissed little freckles.
Did you enjoy having freckles?
I was fine with it. I was called freckled face growing up. Oh, do you have dirt on your face? What is that? Like, just stupid kid stuff. But the fact that now women are paying for something that was basically a flaw for me growing up is amazing. But that's just one thing. I think you're going to enjoy a couple more of these, Kevin.
Okay, so the freckle tattoo is only one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ladies are wearing something on their nipples now.
Okay.
It's essentially, you know when you go to you go to strip clubs and you see them wearing the pasties, just like a little flower petal thing over their nipples in case they can't show them.
That's when I know I'm in the wrong strip club.
Yeah, that's a bad strip club. Get out of there for sure. Well, these are pasties with a twist. These are basically pasties with a nipple on it. So it essentially makes you look like you're either freezing or just turned on all the time.
Okay, all right. So stick on nipples.
Excited nipples. And a lot of them, there's a whole different companies that do this, but this company has two styles available in cold nips and freezing nips, depending on how perky you want to look. And you can just wear them over your bare breasts, or women are even wearing them over the bra. So it's kind of sticking out under your clothing, but you still have the bra lifting you up.
What the hell's going on?
What is going on? That's what I'm saying.
How excited do your nipples need to be all the time?
Well, apparently, a lot of
I never thought I'd ask that.
I never wanted to hear it. Right. A lot of the articles I was reading was taking it down this whole different road of like, this is true feminism. No, it's not. You're sticking a fake nipple on top of your real nipples.
All right,
Let's calm down, ladies.
So you got the fake tattoo freckles.
Right.
And you got the stick on excited nipples.
Yeah. And you're probably thinking, why isn't there anything for me as a man?
I wasn't thinking that, but...
Well, since you were thinking that, Kevin, thanks for mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
I bring you Scrotox.
And I say no thank you.
Well, let me explain what Scrotox is. You might have figured it out. Yeah, it's Botox for your scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
And since your testicles only function properly if their temperature is lower than your internal body temperature, what happens is your scrotum relaxes in warmer conditions, contracts when it's colder. Over time, Kevin, that causes a lot of elasticity, and that creates wrinkles. And a lot of guys listening right now are like, oh, no, I don't want that. I want really nice, rounded balls.
I mean, are guys saying that?
I don't know what guys are saying that. But not only does it smooth out the wrinkles, but it allows your testicles to hang down farther and makes them appear larger. Do you guys want that? Men want that? Is that something you're like, I wish my balls were bigger and I wish they hung down more? Who is thinking this?
Ooh,
Kevin, I need names.
I'm not. I don't know anyone that's thinking that. Who would want that?
I don't know. But I know you're asking yourself at home, what does that cost, Allie? Well, thank you. $500 to $800 per session.
And per session?
And it only lasts about 4 months. So this is an investment in your balls, is what I'm saying.
It's a major investment.
It's something you really need to keep up with. And I know Botox for women, like once it starts wearing off, you definitely, like you move your eyebrows, you can tell if your Botox is wearing off. If you're looking down, you're like, uh-oh, wrinkly again, gotta call the doc. Like, what is happening?
Bad things.
Right?
You're starting down a bad path. I think I'm gonna skip that one if that's okay. But can I find the excited nipples out here in Indio? Because I'm gonna go to the Sahara tent and I feel like I would fit in.
I guarantee exciting nipples are playing tonight.
Coming up in the next hour, we've got a brand new internet roundup. But first, let's talk about the White House Easter egg hunt, which is the largest public event at the White House.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. They've been doing it for 138 years. And essentially what they do is they order these wooden eggs from this company in Maine. And we're talking thousands upon thousands of eggs. And unfortunately, the Trump administration hadn't ordered the eggs, despite being called constantly by the company. And finally, the company had to reach out on Twitter saying, FYI, manufacturing deadlines for the Easter eggs are near. Please reach out.
By the way, maybe they should have started with Twitter. That he seems to be on Twitter a lot.
He certainly does.
Maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah, but about 35,000 people on the lawn for this event. It's a huge deal. And people didn't even know if it was still happening until early March when they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
and they did a rush order of the eggs.
And they did about half, I think.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Do we have the president on the line? Can we talk to him? Good morning, Mr. Trump.
It's President Trump, okay?
Good morning, Mr. President.
That's better.
Trump.
Now I don't have to drop a bomb on you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tell us about the Easter egg roll. That seems to have caught you by surprise.
Who knew that Easter eggs were so complicated, okay? No one could have known. No one could have known Easter was such a complicated holiday.
I mean, it's not really. There's a company that makes about 85,000 of them each year.
Unbelievably complicated.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. No one knew that Easter was so complicated. First of all, it's not my fault, okay?
Okay, because?
Because I was told the Easter Bunny took care of all this stuff, okay?
Oh, okay.
And Steve Bannon told me the Easter Bunny was going to do it. And now Jared Kushner has to go meet with the Easter Bunny to see if we can work out some sort of deal. And it's hard. It's hard because he doesn't, I don't know. I don't know if he's working with Assad. I don't know what's going on with that rabbit.
Wait, you think the Easter Bunny is working with Assad?
No one knows, okay? It's very, very
I think it's pretty safe to say he's not.
It's very complicated. You don't know.
It's not, though. All you had to do was order these on time, and now because you waited so long, you only ordered about 40,000. That's half.
But we did order a lot of Russian nesting dolls to give out, okay?
No.
My former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, got me a great deal on Russian nesting Easter dolls. It's unbelievable. We got a great, great price because I make deals. That's what I do. Okay,
really?
I make the best deals. And
I don't feel like that's a part of Easter in America.
Yeah, they don't
though.
Really represent what Easter is.
It's great though. It's a doll. It's a rabbit, a bunny. Mm-hmm. You open it up, and it's got an egg inside. And you open that up. Mm-hmm. It's got Jesus inside.
Oh.
And you open that up, and it's got me. Then it's me at the end.
Wait, really? You're the smallest doll in there?
Just my hands. It's just my hands.
It's just your tiny little hands.
This is going to be the best Easter egg roll ever in the history of the White House. Okay, it's going to be.
I mean,
very,
it feels
very fun for all the kids. All the kids are invited, and they're
let's
allowed
talk
to bring
about
their mothers. Just the mothers are going to bring.
Oh
the kids.
No!
What?
All the mothers, no dads, just mothers.
Do they have to be hot?
Sevens are better.
Sevens are better. Okay.
On the invitation.
All right.
Seven are better. And then I can grab them by the Easter basket.
Okay.
When you're a star, they let you grab grab them by the Easter basket. They don't
all
care.
Right.
They let you do it.
Okay.
Unbelievable. I pop a Tic Tac, and then I grab them by the Easter basket.
Okay.
Now, all the kids are going to be in the lawn. We're a little late with the eggs this year, I have to admit.
Right.
And so what I'm going to do is going to drop the mother of all eggs on them.
Oh, no.
On the lawn. It's an 11-ton egg. I'm just going to drop it, and it's going to be the best omelet ever.
That doesn't sound safe.
Yeah, are you afraid you might injure some people?
PBS, we've talked to PBS. They're going to send somebody from Sesame Street over.
Okay. But you defunded them.
Isn't that hilarious?
No.
They're giving their money, and they're still going to send somebody.
That's
unbelievable.
That's so sad.
I'm the best. I make amazing deals. And I hope it's Oscar the Grouch. He's the best. I love him.
You would like him.
Because Oscar likes it in the can.
Oh, God.
And who doesn't?
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Just a little present. A little present for you, Allie.
I hate you.
I'm so happy not to have gotten that
present.
Yeah,
whatever
it is. Me too, because it's very dark.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. We are live at the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. It is 7:54. Brand new internet roundup coming up next. First, it's time for the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman.
Just a real quick recap. Kevin couldn't find his way to the broadcast this morning.
I don't feel like this recap is needed.
Because it was dark.
Yeah.
That was the big stumbling block. That was the big hurdle.
Yeah,
but
Kevin,
dark, here's was the thing, darkness.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Dark out here in Indio is very different than dark in Los Angeles.
Right. How about with a map and explicit directions?
He had street-by-street directions.
Right. Turn-by-turn directions.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave was on the phone with me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying I should have made it with all that help?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I can accept that.
It was essentially a self-driving car is what you were in.
And he still couldn't.
He still couldn't do it.
It's as if Amazon picked him up with a drone and flew him and then just dropped him on location and he still couldn't get there.
I mean, it's a new location this year.
It's
so
the
it's
same.
Really
same, same, same as last year.
Same as last year. Why? Yeah.
Same as it ever was.
Don't recognize
same
anything.
Same as it ever was. I'm just saying you're magical and everyone should know it.
Yeah, great.
Right?
I don't think that's what you're saying, Ralph.
Oh. You know what I am saying?
What?
It's officially over.
What's over?
Bennifer.
Oh, no.
Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck have finally officially filed for divorce. Sad, right?
Well,
I mean,
because Bennifer.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I didn't have a lot tied up in Bennifer.
Come on. What's in your wallet? Is that her? No, she does something else, right?
It's not her.
Some other credit card?
Yeah.
She's got a credit card thing going on.
I think she's
Dave saying it is her.
Aha!
Oh, what's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? That's her, isn't it?
Oh,
sure. Okay.
Oh, that's I thought that was Sam.
I thought that was Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. Let's get Sam Rubin.
That was
on
Samuel
the phone.
Jackson.
No, it's both of us. Because remember, she does the commercial where she's all like, "My dad asked," and then his dad says, "What's in your wallet?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh,
right,
she's all
Dave."
Cute stuff. See, I got your back, Ralph.
Dave is rad.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
I like Dave today.
Come on.
Yeah. So they're filing for joint legal and physical custody of their three kids. That's always sad for me is they got kids.
Yeah.
11, 8, and 4. That's a bad age to have mom and dad split up. But.
And I feel like they've been separated for at least a couple
years,
right?
You can even say that
oh,
word.
Oh, is that? You
yeah,
can't?
But thanks for all your help.
Allie discovers a new word every day that
it's
she's
crazy.
Not allowed to say on the radio.
It's like she's new to broadcasting somehow.
What's happening?
That's just dumb that you can't say that.
Yeah, well, it's
well
not a dumb
we don't
things.
Make the rules.
Well, someone does.
If we
right?
did, it would be
yeah,
very, very
point.
Different.
They're called the FCC.
Well,
they make the rules.
Not smart.
You know who else has rules? The TSA.
Uh huh.
Have you ever opted for the frisk over the body scan? Ever?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
Are you one of those, Allie?
Are you the opter? No,
you're one of the opters.
No, I didn't opt for it. The line was so long to go in, put your hands over your head, quick, take the picture, that they were like, if you want to step into this line, and I was like, all right. Boop. And they just do it with the back of their hand. Boop. And boop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never known anyone who's opted for this frisk.
It was just a line situation.
Some people are flipped out by it.
Really?
Apparently, Chris Walken is one of those.
Oh, no.
Well, haven't they changed the rules and gotten to be much more personal with those pat-downs?
If you're lucky. Right? That's why I always hide candy in my pants.
That's not candy.
For the TSA guards, give them a little extra treat.
Why don't you reach in there? It's a Werther's.
There's a Zagnut waiting for you.
A what?
A Zagnut.
Zagnut?
I don't know what a Zagnut is.
Oh, Allie! You're an endless disappointment this morning.
What's new? A Zagnut.
You've never heard of the Zagnut bar?
No.
Allie has homework for the weekend.
She sure does.
Obviously. I don't eat nuts, so why did I say that?
Thank you.
I don't know, but it's going to come back. I guarantee it.
Anyway, Chris Walken was caught in the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta opting out of the scan. He doesn't like the scan. He wanted to get frisked by the TSA. So there they got pictures. TMZ's got photos of him. Just go ahead. Run your hands over my nuts. I'm hiding things for you to find anywhere. He had a watch up his ass. That's what they found.
I think that's just Pulp Fiction.
I had this uncomfortable hunk of metal in my ass. 5 years. Your father was a good man.
Wait, that wasn't... Was it Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
What movie was it? Pulp Fiction. Okay. Are we on the air?
Zagnut!
Oh.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who. By the way, the beginning of his final season, tomorrow night. It's back, Doctor Who, on BBC America.
He's been a great doctor.
Sucks. He sure has.
He's been a great doctor.
He's been great.
You guys don't watch it all.
Not at all.
You bastards.
They don't watch it all. They get in the phone booth thing and they fly around. Is that Doctor Who?
It's a police box. It's called the TARDIS.
Right.
It's not a phone booth. And they go through time and space.
Right. And then they land and they're like, ooh, look at what these people are up to.
You should write an episode.
It's a pretty good summary.
Get a grasp. Peter Capaldi is 59 years old today. Anthony Michael Hall turns 49. Adrian Brody's 44. Anderson Silva, the UFC, is 42. Sarah Michelle Gellar turns 40 years old today. Abigail Breslin is 21. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LNOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Party House at Coachella. Dave, the King of Mexico, is here with me. He puts together the Internet Roundup every week. Got a good batch this week, Dave?
Yeah, it's a good one.
One of them is, we don't have time to play clips from all of them, but one of them is a comedian, Ian Abramson, who is on Conan O'Brien, and he gives somebody in the audience a dog collar. He puts the dog collar on himself, actually, and gives her the little button, and if she doesn't like a joke, she can shock him. Yeah. And it's hilarious.
It's so good.
It's really good. If you like people falling down like I do, the best falling news bloopers of all time compilation is there. It's 10 minutes of people just biting it, just face first taking it. My highlights of Coachella, there's a video up on there. Some of them that we do have some audio for, the honest trailer for Rogue One. Now,
hey, I don't know how, Kevin, do you want to do an intro at all or... No?
Just have some audio that says, hey, here's the Internet Roundup.
Anything like that? Or do you just want to launch into it?
You know, I feel like I've already passed that point.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
I don't know how Honest Trailers does it, but they're able to take every movie, even if you like it, and make it sound ridiculous. Here's a clip.
Get ready for Disney's first Star Wars anthology movie, because there's no way in hell they'd call it Star Wars prequel number 4 in what has to be the most money anyone's ever spent to fill in a plot hole.
That's the place I've laid my trap.
That answers your most pressing questions. How exactly did the Rebels get the plans to the Death Star? Did they grab a data tape with a giant claw machine, then use a big antenna to beam the data tape to a ship? And then did that ship transfer the data to another smaller tape? And then did Princess Leia copy that smaller tape onto a tiny droid's hard drive? You know, whoever said this one is as good as Empire must be really into file formats.
I mean, not everybody loved that one necessarily. Next is Rockin' Toys. This is the weirdest thing. This I saw a tweet from Tom Morello about this.
Yeah.
Saying that it's one of the weirdest things he's seen. It's the Whack Kids, and they do Rage Against the Machine songs. Here's one of them.
Painful.
That's amazing.
This is so funny because these guys, this is their best version of a rock song, but I had to go look at their other songs, and they do an Enter Sandman as well.
Do they really? And they play, and it's all toy instruments, as if you can't tell.
It's a little Spider-Man drum set. It's so funny.
Do they need a singer? Because I can do Enter Sandman.
I mean, honestly,
what would that sound like?
They don't have one.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it very much. Talking about a brand new internet roundup at kevinandbean.com. And finally, for this weekend, a cute little 3-year-old girl asking questions about Easter.
What's wrong with Easter now?
I just don't understand what it's all about. Why do you give me chocolate?
How do you mean?
When I asked for chocolate, Mum said, no, not good for you. I don't get the characters either.
What characters?
Are Easter Bunny and Jesus best pals?
Well, not really.
Is Easter Bunny in the Bible? Does he carry a basket of eggs all the time?
Well, the thing is, he's not really in the...
Does Jesus totally love chocolate then?
Well, the thing is, Easter Bunny's not really in the Bible.
What do you think Jesus' favourite chocolate is?
I don't think he had a favourite.
My favourite's Puttons.
Listen, Isla, lots of people believe lots of different things, but the most important thing is... We have fun together.
You know what I really don't get?
What's that?
Bunnies don't even lay eggs.
I mean,
she's speaking truths.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's dropping knowledge on her dad because, like, she has all the right questions.
Yeah.
And by the way, buttons are amazing. Have you guys had those?
I've not.
They're in the UK. It's solid milk chocolate, but they're little button chocolate buttons, and they're so damn good.
Well, how is that different from, like, a chocolate kiss?
It's not the shape of a kiss. It's the shape of a button.
I see. Round. Okay.
Yes, but they're so delicious.
Speaking of dropping knowledge, right, Dave?
Yeah, exactly right. Like, Lord was right. Why is the UK chocolate so much better than the American chocolate?
All right, I feel like we're off topic.
Like, oh, my God. Like, this chocolate is so good.
In spite of Dave's ramblings, all the best videos of the week, the viral videos, are up at kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new internet roundup.
Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live from the K-Rock Party House, which we have bands playing pretty much all weekend long. I just put the schedule up on Instagram. You can look at it at K-Rock's Instagram as well, or the Kevin and Bean Show. Dream Car, for example, is going to be here at 12:30 today, and they're going to be performing live. And you can watch that at krock.com. We're out here, of course, for Coachella. There have been some disasters in the past, and this happens to all of us. We're all excited to go to a show. We're all excited to go to a concert, and then disaster strikes, and you have a terrible time.
So you're saying it happens to all of us?
It happens occasionally. Like last year at Coachella, I missed Sunday night because I got hit by a drunk driver.
Uh-huh.
So I literally had to Uber home on Sunday night instead of going to the festival, and I had to have my car towed. That wasn't ideal, but it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
However, my friend Dave, the King of Mexico, the first Coachella that I was at, he was there. And Psycho Mike, you know Psycho Mike.
Oh, no.
Right?
This isn't going to end well.
But he says to me, he says, hey, keep an eye on Dave because he's in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, no.
And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he said, I'm serious about this. Follow him. Make sure that he's safe. So, Dave, why were you so out of it?
Well, you know,
I mean, honestly,
you know, when you drink during the day,
was it shrooms?
No.
Acid?
No.
Molly?
No.
Weed?
No.
Shrooms?
No.
Acid?
It was San Pedro. But when you party all day and then when you're at the nighttime, you're kind of not there anymore.
Right.
Bath salts?
So I was following Gabriel. I was follow. I spent my night because Mike scared me when Mike Catherwood says that about somebody.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you tend to wander off and not pay attention to where you're going.
Right.
Yeah.
But you were doing that to a whole new level. I was trying desperately. At that point, I thought, okay, Dave's actual safety is in my hands. How scary is that?
Yeah, way to go, dude. It's terrifying. Thanks a lot for nothing.
So I'm following him around, just trying to make sure that he's safe and he stays out of trouble. And I'll
good, man.
And I said, just Dave, stay with me. Don't. And by the way, this might be the message. You don't need to pre-party at a three-day festival.
No, you don't.
Probably not.
No, you don't.
There's plenty of party time. You don't need to pre-party.
Yes. Sure.
But
yes.
Dave had done that, and so I said, stick by me. Do not go out of my sight. And I swear to God, hold on.
Yeah.
I look at Dave, and 2 seconds later, I would glance back, and he would be gone. And I mean, you know, 150 feet away. I don't even know how he did it. But he kept – and he would just be staring up at a sign.
If you had the option, would you have used one of those kid leashes?
Oh, in a second.
Oh, that would have been awesome if I had the monkey backpack.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That would have been great.
A little context. This was before all like the day pool parties and stuff like that. So that's why you kind of had to pre-party.
You didn't ever have to pre-party for Coachella.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm saying for Coachella. It's 3 days.
Yeah. There is no pre-party.
Yeah, listen.
You don't need to pre-party.
We were young and it was fun.
All right, we're going to hold that thought. We're going to take your calls if you have concert disasters, because hopefully people can learn. If they're coming to Coachella, they can learn from your mistakes.
Yes.
Or whatever concert festival they're going to later in the year, or the K-Rock Weenie Roast is coming up. So if you have a concert disaster, something happened to you where you were really excited about going to that show, and then something went wrong, and it's your fault for the most part. I mean, I think that's what we're looking for. It's your fault.
Yes.
You screwed up, and you had a concert disaster. Give us a call at 1-800-520-1067.
See, now going back to that day, though, like something happened earlier that was worse than that, where I ended up puking on my sidekick, which I love dearly. You guys know how
her
much
name
I love
is Krista.
No,
Dave.
No. My phone.
Sorry.
My sidekick phone, which everyone knows I was badly in love with my phone, and I was so proud of it.
Yeah, this was ridiculous. Here's the thing. Dave used to have a sidekick, and he would show it to us all the time like he was burning us. Like, look at
like
this.
Sick burn, Dave.
He was like, hey,
you guys don't have a sidekick,
do you? I had a Mr. Cartoon sidekick. And none I had of a D-Wade sidekick. They were sick,
right, yo. And none of us cared, but you threw up on it?
I threw up on it, so I'm trying to clean it, and I'm all worried about it, so it still worked, so I was happy. But as you know, you try to keep track of me. I kept losing my phone.
Oh, no.
And that was not cool. And
I feel like maybe I did a disservice by following Dave around. I feel like maybe in the long run, maybe we just should have let him go.
And when you lose a phone, when you lose a phone at a festival, that's not good, because you lose your ride, you lose your meeting points, you lose everything. And that's where the disaster part happens. And luckily, people liked me at the time. And
At the time.
And would keep returning my phone.
How many times did you lose your phone in one night?
I'll give you a hint. It was more than three and less than six.
So five.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And it kept returning to me.
But you didn't make them. I guess you couldn't, because you were all hopped up on your shrooms.
On balls. No.
On whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Dave kept losing it, and people had to keep giving it back to him. And that's just – that's a way to ruin a concert.
Yeah.
That's
not terrible. Good.
That's not good.
Yeah.
So your concert disasters as a way of maybe scaring people off, or giving some people some good advice perhaps as they come out to Coachella or the K-Rock Weenie Roast or Lollapalooza maybe you're going to later on in the year. Concert disasters is what we're talking about. 1-800-520-1067. We will take your calls next on K-Rock. All right. Just before we play 21 Pilots, let's squeeze in one call of concert disasters. Let's go to Will in Ukaipa. Good morning, Will. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Concert disasters. What happened to you?
I went to the very first Ozfest, and I never actually went into the concert because I got lost in the parking lot when I was on LSD.
So you took LSD, and then you wandered around the parking lot the entire time?
I took LSD about an hour before we even got to the concert.
Right.
And the last thing I remember is a girl flashing me her boobs, and I was sitting on the bed of a pickup truck.
I mean, that's a pretty good memory.
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Apparently, because I woke up at home.
Wow. You time traveled.
Not so much with the Ozfest. All right, more concert disasters coming up next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. We are taking your phone calls right now at 1-800-520-1067 about concert disasters. It doesn't necessarily have to be Coachella. It could be any concert. Let's start with Peyton in Riverside. Apparently it was somebody else's partying that caused her problems. Peyton, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Concert disasters. What happened?
So I was actually at Weenie Roast last year on the Bud Light stage.
Yep.
Right on the side with my friend, and this guy was trying to climb onto the stage.
Right.
Yeah, he was a mess. So right. He had fallen backwards and grabbed, like, the sleeve of my flannel and tore my sleeve off.
Ew.
Did you have him tear the other one off just so it looked right?
I wrapped it around my waist, so I don't think anyone noticed.
All right, there you go. See? Nice work, Peyton. That's somebody else partying that sort of ruined everything. Let's go to Samantha in Norwalk. Another story about Weenie Roast. Samantha, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey. What happened to you? Concert disasters.
Well, it was actually at Weenie Roast. Okay. So we get there, and I'm all excited, and I'm drinking those Limeritas, but they're frozen. So I'm just drinking and drinking and drinking, and before you know it, I'm blacked out.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend has to carry me. It's still daylight. My boyfriend has to carry me to the car. He has to carry me to the car. And when we get to the car, we're trapped. So we can't get out. So we have to sit in the car.
Oh, because you're stacked parked? There are cars in front of you and cars behind you and you can't leave?
Yes.
Oh,
I couldn't leave.
Oh, Samantha.
That's
so
bad.
So we have to sit in the car.
And so you had to sit in the car until the concert, which you were not in, was out. Was over.
Yeah, and I was drunk. I was already passed out in the car, and he just had to sit there with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's lucky. A good boyfriend, because
right?
I would have left you.
That's a dumb boyfriend.
I would have gone back in.
Thank you, Samantha. I would have made sure she's safe, and then
right,
I just would have moved.
Right, lock the door, sure.
All right, let's go to Gabriella in Anaheim, line 5. Gabriella, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Concert disasters. What happened to you?
Okay, so it was our very first Coachella. It was just me and my boyfriend. And I went a little too hard on Friday in the day parking. And so apparently we made it in. Cut to the end of the night where I'm passed out, apparently, in the middle of the field. I wake up by myself. My phone was dead. I had no idea where my boyfriend was. And I'm just sitting there. People are stepping over me. They're walking around me. I guess the night was over. I don't know. I had drunken up.
So you don't remember 1 second of the Friday of Coachella that you went?
I remember going in and taking pictures and being really excited.
And then in contrast to the last caller, whose boyfriend sat with her the entire night in the car, your boyfriend ditched
you. Wow.
And I gotta tell you, I feel like he did the right thing.
Well, he wants to go watch Swedish House Mafia, which I don't blame him for.
Right. Ooh,
I don't know. I question.
I mean, at least stand next to me. I'm like,
right? Prop you up.
He could have dragged you to the Sahara tent. That's what he should have done. That wouldn't have sent up any flares.
Oh, my God. So after the end of the night, where I'm just sitting there by myself waiting for him to come back, I see him walking through the crowd like, oh, my God, you found me. He's like, no, you're right where I left you. Like, what?
Wow.
You guys still together?
So it worked out.
Yeah, we're getting married.
Okay, cool.
Well, you make good choices, awesome. Gabrielle. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Victor in Los Angeles talking about concert disasters. This particular one is EDC. Hi, Victor.
Hey, party people. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
So I went to the Electric Daisy Carnival day one.
Mm-hmm.
Partied it up, enjoyed my day.
Here's the thing, though. Hold on 1 second, Victor. Here's the thing about this, is that when they're three-day festivals, I mean...
You got to pace yourself.
This was probably your first EDC or no?
No, that was like my third.
Okay, so by third, don't you know it's 3 days?
Yeah, but when you think you're a veteran, you go hard.
Okay, so you went hard, and what happened at EDC on first night?
So first night, everything went well, had a good time. You know, left at 6 a.m., get back to the hotel room, and jump right into a pool party.
Okay.
So the bad thing that happened
That sounds
was
awesome.
It does, until you jump into the kiddie pool that's like 3 feet tall and you break your ankle.
Oh.
Ooh.
So I broke my ankle, and I was drunk, so I just paid no mind. I tried to convince myself that I was okay. By the time the evening rolled around, I was asleep and I missed day two. I woke up too late for day three. That means I missed day two and I overslept. So I slept for over 20 hours.
Wow. And the EDC is like 10 p.m. to like 5 a.m. And you slept through that whole thing.
Yeah, I woke up at 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, so everyone came back to the hotel room and, I'm having breakfast. Yeah, of course. Of course it was great.
Yeah, of course. All right, thank you, Victor, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Peter, line 4 in Westwood, talking about concert disasters. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. What show was it and what happened to you?
So I was at L.A. Rising a while back, and that had Rise Against, Muse, and Rage Against the Machine at the end of the night.
Right.
And so we had seats kind of low on the at the Coliseum right above the field.
Right.
And me and my cousin decided for Rage Against the Machine that we would really like to be in the pit.
I mean, so you sort of – I got to back you on that. You sort of have to. When Rage comes on, you sort if you're close to the pit, you got to get in it. I back you on that.
Oh, yeah. So there was a group of guys that were walking around. They were like, hey, we're going to rush the pit. Just try to get in. We're like, okay, cool, let's do it. And so time comes, Rage is about to go on, and we decide to rush the pit. And we're passing by the security guard who's trying to hold us at bay, and I end up tripping over the security guard's leg and fall and break my wrist.
Ooh.
And so I'm sitting there with my eyes streaming in pain, and I am so out of it that I have to leave after a couple songs through Rage.
Oh, Peter, you left
and,
a Rage Against the Machine
the
show.
Outside.
You're such a pussy. You broke your wrist, Peter.
Straight.
It's Rage Against the Machine.
Hey,
get off my phone. You get off my phone. Wrist. His wrist.
I mean, it up for Rage, right?
And finally, let's go to Ryan. Let's go to Ryan and Whittier.
Poor guy.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I think your story might be the most extreme. What happened to you?
So my best friend and I decided to not go into the beginning part of the concert and finish a bottle of Jack Daniels instead.
In the parking lot or where?
In the parking lot.
Parking
it was a Tim McGraw concert, of all things.
Well, of course it was.
Megan Rich, she wants to see that.
This is making total sense now.
Yeah, right. So this chick walks by, and we're flirting, hanging out. She has a pocket knife. Well, like I said, bottle of Jack Daniels, my friend. I'm not smart. I decided I'd test how sharp the knife was, and he wound up burying it completely through my forearm, like 2 inches deep, right?
Your friend stabbed you?
Oh, yeah, like, not like, oh, let me just poke you, like, full-blown, arm up in the air, like, stabbing motion, like, I'm going to kill you, but to my forearm. And
I'm going to stab your forearm so many times that you're going to die.
Well, just once, but it wasn't pretty.
Are you saying it wasn't great?
No, it wasn't. This girl freaked out, and here's the worst part. We had a motorhome. I think I could have had some sexy time with her, because as I was bandaged up and we wound up walking in, who do I see boning some other guy in a pickup truck?
Your best friend.
Can I just tell you that you didn't have a shot?
Possibly.
I don't want to be mean to you, Ryan, but for God's sakes, I'm not positive that you had a shot. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at the K-Rock Coachella House. Nope, the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. Mm-hmm. And coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Clippers playoffs.
Clippers!
Game one is Saturday night, Clippers Jazz, and we're going to give you some tickets in the 9 o'clock hour when you hear Ralph Lawler do play-by-play. When you hear his voice between 9 and 10 o'clock, you be caller 20 at 1-800-520-1067, and you'll win those tickets. Dave, the biggest Clapper fan out here.
Clappers!
You're at Coachella. How are you going to watch?
Well, listen, I know there's going to be great bands playing, but it's the Clippers. So luckily, it's on ESPN, so I'm going to have my ESPN app potted up. And then I'll just be watching it while watching a band.
Slang box.
Yeah. No slang box needed.
No slang box.
I got the app, yo. I'm ready to go.
No slang box needed.
I'm in love with the Clip Show.
All right.
Yeah. Kittle Reigns.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Go Clips.
It's 8:53 now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph Garman.
Speaking of first games, got a little love for my buddy Chip here.
How about those Ducks?
Oh, so good last night.
Great game.
I was there at the game. It was
you were
awesome.
There?
I was at the game, yeah.
That's tell them where you were sitting, Chip.
Cool.
I was 6
were you
rows
sitting on Darkwing's lap, or whatever that freaking
Wild
duck's name is?
I was 6 rows from the ice.
What?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Who are you?
Awesome.
Are you rich, Chip, now?
No,
she was sitting in the player's wife section, and I asked her who she was going to have to go home with.
I mean...
Turned out to be Corey Perry.
Yeah.
And his wife? Little three-way
no,
action?
No, she
what? What happened?
Hey, I didn't want to be rude.
Sure, you have to. They give you those kind of seats. You got to
right.
put out.
Right.
Well, good for you, Chip. You're a Duck fan number one, so I'm
Ducks
glad to
fan
see
long time, all the watch them.
You right. did. Let's, hey, you got. Can you dial up
I
that
don't
moment?
I feel with, like we need to do
with,
that.
With the,
give me a second.
With the Duck love from I last mean, night's game, they are the only NHL team, local team in the playoffs. We got to represent. I think it would be appropriate, I think, if we talked about that time Kevin talked about the Ducks to that longtime fan.
I'd rather that didn't happen.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you
common.
A regular Duck fan? You watch all the time. Him.
That wow. was a moment.
Wow,
with Kevin.
Wow.
I mean, if that's not number one, that's in the top 10, right?
Yeah.
I think of all time,
that's the OG. I think that
yeah.
was the
right?
one that started the whole ball rolling downhill.
That's where everybody said we need to start capturing these and replaying them.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks. Go Ducks. Right. Right, Allie. Straight fire.
Yeah.
Allie's checked out.
Sorry, I'm keeping an eye on Star Wars Celebration.
Do we need an Eddie Murphy Coming to America sequel?
No.
Well, too bad. You're getting it.
Really?
But, like, still here?
It's been rumored to be in the works for a while now, and it looks like it's happening. Paramount has now hired the guys who wrote the first movie to do the sequel as well. You may remember the original film. Eddie played the wealthy African Prince Akeem, who came to America to get away from the arranged marriage and find a wife who loved him for himself, not for his princedom, princingness.
And, Ralph, you're a showbiz veteran.
Yes, I am.
When
I've
they
been
do
many showbiz wars,
when they do this, I mean, there's no possible way that they're hoping to cash in on the fact that there was another one, right? Because it's so far removed.
There's a lot of love for that film.
Is
quite
there?
Frankly, yeah, there's a lot of nostalgic love for that film.
But if that's the case, why has it taken so long to make this? To make this one, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, Eddie really hasn't been interested, and there's no confirmation really that he's signed on to be back for the sequel, even.
Oh,
so it may be a sequel without the biggest draw in it, which is Eddie Murphy.
Oh, what about okay. Sexual Chocolate?
I think Arsenio Hall will return.
Awesome.
Yeah, he'll be back.
That's good news.
James Earl Jones, John Amos, they're all available, so they could potentially be back for the sequel as well. But you got to get Arsenio back, right?
I mean, I think
because the people
so.
Love him.
The people
Arsenio
love
Hall,
Arsenio.
The people love him. Ooh. Arsenio
ooh,
Hall.
Ooh. Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
Yeah.
Looking good.
No, now that Bean's dead, I feel bad about all those things I said about him.
I think he's alive.
I miss
he's just,
him.
Yeah, I,
miss
I think
him.
He's just on
he's
vacation.
Just out today.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone is suing Warner Brothers over profits from his 1993 film Demolition Man. What?
There were profits from that?
At 1993? Did you just...
Why
you,
so soon?
Did you reach into your wallet to pay the checks, Sylvester Stallone, and said, hey, I don't have any money left. Maybe they owe me money from, you know, Demolition Man, you know? Or maybe there's some Tango and Cash checks left no, over.
There's none of those.
That I haven't, you know, found yet, like in the cushions of my couch. He claims that the movie made $125 million at the box office.
What?
And he says that with his deal with the studio, he's entitled to 15% of that. Now, the Warner Brothers studio said to him the film lost money, and I think they're more than likely right.
Yeah.
You've had some hits, Sylvester. Why don't you look into the accounting on those?
Yeah.
Leave Demolition Man alone. And if you're a Lord fan...
And who isn't?
I'm not talking Jesus. I know it's Easter weekend. Mm-hmm. And all. I'm talking about the Lord with an E. She has been dangling something in front of us.
Right? Ralph, I don't think you
sure
need
that
to
I
do
would
that.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
I mean her Twitter feed. She tweeted yesterday, Southern California, watch my Twitter tomorrow at 5 p.m. and keep your Friday evening free.
All right.
So she was talking about today at 5. Watch her Twitter feed. You can follow her at Lord, L-O-R-D-E. And if you're a Lord fan, I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of free concert.
What if it's just her making a souffle? She's like, I wanted to give you this recipe, you guys. It's great.
Charbroiled!
Amazing.
Like, tunes in and she just does a live video of her, like using the tongue brush on her cat.
The licky brush.
The licky brush.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Come on, Kevin. You have an audience down there? Sounds like you got a packed house. You got a packed room. Who's down there?
No, there's a lot of people setting up, but that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how's that tree? Did you put a flag on it?
Oh, man.
Ralph,
you would have loved that.
What happened?
You know how sometimes when you run into something that you don't see, you feel
oh,
it?
Oh, Jesus, God.
A tree.
You feel it first?
Uh-huh.
I literally crushed my forehead on a tree.
And his response was, it came out of nowhere. Yeah. I'm like, you mean the ground?
I can't see a tree coming. And seriously, how many times have you done that in your life, Kevin?
In my life?
Yeah.
It's impossible to count.
How many times have you walked into branches and trees and shrubs?
Well, I do have scars on both sides of my face from trees and scrub.
And scrubs.
Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tall and I have a gigantic head, and that's a bad combination.
And you're a dumbass.
Mm-hmm. And there's that too, right?
Remember at Miss Double December where he opened his leg up on a shrub and the EMTs had to come over and patch up his knee?
Oh, that's right. Somebody said, why is your leg bleeding? And I said, I'm not sure.
He actually yelled at Adrian from promotions down there. Hey, you should put a flag on that tree. Warn people it's there.
I did.
My God. Things that are happening during these commercial breaks are magic.
You shouldn't be allowed out.
They put bright green tape on it, so now everyone's safe. I feel like I'm doing everyone a service.
Wow.
You're welcome. Everyone is welcome.
You were a puppy in another life.
I heard a guy say that.
Today's celebrity birthday is Peter Capaldi. You know him as Doctor Who. Returning to television screens everywhere tomorrow night. I cannot wait. 59 years old today. Anthony Michael Hall is 49. Adrian Brody is 44. Anderson Silva from the UFC is 42. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 40 years old today. Abigail Breslin is 21. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're going to check in with Kat Corbett in a minute with some bands for you to look for if you're coming out to Coachella. But right now, Ali, tell us the story that you told us a couple of hours ago about some of the accoutrement that you found online.
If you will. Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole of different beauty trends that are happening, from men getting Botox in their scrotum, called scrotox, women tattooing freckles on their face, which was fascinating, and stick-on nipples.
That's okay.
Yeah, they're essentially like pasties, but with actual little nipples on them. They come in cold nips or freezing nips, depending on how perky you want to look. And you can wear them without a bra or on top of the bra if you want to have a little bit added, you know, oomph. But
is that
also
something
look that,
is that something that you want?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you think it looks sexier if you look either cold or excited.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think. But no, I don't know really why you'd want it.
Well, I think we actually have the guy behind this particular product on the hold.
I'm sorry?
I think the company is named Nips for All, and we've got Jacques St. Clair.
Okay.
Is that correct, Jacques?
Hello.
Hi, Jacques.
Hi, Jacques.
I'm here on the hold.
Are you on the hold? Okay.
I'm on the hold for you.
Okay,
okay.
Good.
Hello.
I'm glad. Okay, so you're behind this, these stick-on nipples?
What? Hey, Jacques, so you're the designer?
I am the designer of Nips for All.
Okay. Nips for All, okay.
Nips for All.
Mm-hmm.
All.
All.
All?
And it's the famous now nipple supplement for women who want to show how powerful and feminine they are.
Well, why exactly do hard nipples equate to more power or femininity?
The hard nipple says, here I come for you now, your danger. Here comes my danger nipple for you.
I mean, they don't shoot lasers. They're just nipples.
Oh, hold on a second.
Wait.
Are you writing
lasers?
That down? You jotting that down?
Note for self.
Okay.
Update, make laser nips.
Okay. Well, you're welcome, Jacques.
Yeah, I'll give you a little something for that help there.
Thank you.
And there are no powerful nipples come from a woman's shirt at you saying, look at me, I am a farce to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
Here come my first nipples. Here are forceful nips for you, bunch of scared back off, pointy nipples.
Is it because, like, in the past, it's been so silly that women were kind of ashamed of their breasts? Is that what this is, that women can now say, hey, here they are, check them out?
It says, now look, my functioning nipples are now showing you what these are for, Mr. Smarty Mouth.
I'm sorry.
This nipple is giving life.
Okay.
Also, I have the power of the nipple comes from the pointy nipple.
Okay, so you want them pointy.
Yes, okay. He wants to say, here, I'm large and in charge.
Okay.
I here comes the areola, and you can't stop it, because look how pointy it is.
What is that?
We're here in the lab, here at the nipple lab, and we're just trying to get the nipples hard. So I flick them sometimes. Come here, lady. I just flick them.
I don't think flicking is...
Wait, they're already on?
What?
They're already on a woman?
Yes.
And you're flicking them?
Yeah, flick. Flick. Flick.
I thought the idea was that you could just put them on and it would look that way.
Yes, they're also guards. They're also protecting the nipple.
Okay.
So if I flick the nip, then it won't be hurting because she has already nips for all guard on her.
Well, I don't think we're in danger of men flicking our nipples.
Ah! You are when I'm around, lady.
That's odd. Shock.
So if you're cold, you don't need these.
Right.
Okay.
Because they already have nature's protective bullets.
Right.
But if you are in like Coachella, like I heard you talking so much about Coachella.
Yeah, right.
If you're hot there, these will come in handy because they will keep you looking chilly even though you are sweaty hot.
I see. Can I wear them as a man?
Yes, you can. You should wear them. Get a bunch all over your stomach and chest and confuse the hell out of people. You look like a puppy.
I'm not sure that's the plan.
Pat Corbett.
Just play the thing.
At 9:20.
Just play. Thank you.
That's what Kat sounds like when we call her and wake her up, usually. She's not a big 9:20 person. If Kat comes in before 9:59, it's a horrible day for her.
I could have still been in bed right now.
Yeah.
You know?
But we wanted a little Coachella preview.
All right.
So tell us who you're looking forward to.
You know, there's so many, but I thought I'd pull out some that maybe aren't that well known to the K-Rock audience.
Excellent. Because everybody knows Lord is playing, and everybody knows the headliners.
And Lady Gaga, Gaga, Radiohead, right. You know, all that stuff.
Kendrick Lamar.
And we have a fabulous list of bands coming through here. And I put Chicano Batman on the list, who will be at the K-Rock Coachella House on Sunday, who are LA locals. And they just got that weird Tropicalia vibe, 70s vibe. They wear suits. It's not that hot out here. They could probably wear suits this weekend.
True. That's true.
I think there'd be a lot of lovemaking to the Chicano Batman.
Okay, good.
Go on. Maybe some hand-holding. I mean, no lovemaking in the pit or anything.
From lovemaking back to hand-holding?
Yeah, why'd you regress, Kat?
I just realized I'd be in public in a pit. So
well, I mean,
it's really not gonna...
Sex with Kat is weird. Let's bone and then hold hands.
Duly noted.
She does everything backwards. It's odd. Do we have a clip of that? Yes?
Yeah. But can you realize?
That's
I like
sexy,
it.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
Come on.
That's music to have sex and then hold hands by.
Right?
Just to mention at the K-Rock Party House, we are going to be here all weekend long, and we have a stage set up right in front of us, and we're going to be streaming it live at krock.com, so you can watch all of the performances all weekend long here on K-Rock.
Yes. In fact, on my show today, I have Dream Car and War Paint.
How about that?
Nice. So, sweet. Yeah.
Who else you got, Kat?
For picks, Father John Misty. He's just one of my favorites. Jay Tillman, who used to be in Fleet Foxes, now Father John Misty officially for a few records now. He's just funny. He's smart. He's like the new Cat Stevens. Like, he's got this great voice. And he's playing on the main stage. I don't know
on
what date
Friday,
that's on.
I think it's tonight. Yeah.
And I just think he's an entertainer. I think he's a full big stage performer now.
And here's a clip.
So says the dying man, once I'm in the box. Just think of all the overrated hacks.
It's like if people can't stand Neil Young, they'll like him.
Yeah, he's really smart.
Because he can
sing.
Smart-assy.
I know you'd say it.
Because
I love
he has
him.
An actual singing voice.
How dare you. Smart and smart-assy, and he's like kind of sexy.
Who else are you looking forward to?
I picked, for like my indie rock, I would say Car Seat Headrest, because I haven't seen those guys yet.
And I see them as well?
Yeah, I just think for my indie rock needs, the song Killer Whale's Drunk Driver is, I think the chorus of that song just kills me.
And here's the And they're playing tomorrow, Saturday, at 4:15 in the Mojave Tent.
It just gives me that feeling like of Dinosaur Jr. or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like
I hear you. I feel that.
Yeah. And the final pick, I picked a band out of the UK, and it's like soft rock. This is also making love music.
Okay.
They're called Han.
Cat's all about making love music.
Well,
they're
called Hung? Like Han.
Cat.
Oh. Oh, my God, Allie.
I'm just saying.
Did you say hog? I'm sorry.
Hate you.
What is it? Is it Han or Hog?
Is it Han?
Is it Hung?
Han. H-O-N-N-E.
H-O-N-N-E. Josh Homme?
Oh, my God. My eyes starting to twitch again.
Wait, what is it, Kat? Literally.
Han.
Hung. Okay.
Han. Here's a clip of Warm on a Cold Night. All right.
I mean, that's come on. Awesome.
I'm pregnant already just listening to that.
Same.
Like,
whoa. Right? Same. They're playing Sunday at 5:30 in the Mojave Tent as well. And by the way, what about Hans Zimmer? I know we're both fascinated.
I will see you there.
What is he going to do? Hans Zimmer is a movie theme writer, and he's done the movie themes for every movie you've ever heard.
Movie
Did I say
theme
wrong?
Writer.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
The scores
the score.
And the
he
soundtrack.
He does the scores, the soundtrack. He does everything, but you don't think of him as playing on a stage.
You know, we're going to end up doing, we're going to be all those fools
Hold
in the audience.
Hold on a second, Kat, if you don't mind. Shut up, Allie. Okay, back to you, Kat.
No, I feel like we're going to be hearing a song and remember the movie, and then we're all going to be reciting lines from the movies.
Maybe.
In the,
you Do know, you think he's going to put a video of it?
I would hope
well?
So. Images to accompany it.
I can't imagine how he's going to play. I'm fascinated by that.
I was really interested by him being on the bill. He, like, stood out to me as, like, one of those.
Right.
Like,
you go, what?
Total wild cards. That could be amazing.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah.
You could find, like we said, you could find the list of bands that are going to be stopping by the Party House at K-Rock online, all the social media.
Yeah, we have some, like, tomorrow's, like, Bastille and O Wonder, and we've got, I can't even remember the list. It's really long.
And they're going to be, will be it?
You guys
really
are
long.
Selling this.
You got me up way too early.
I can't wait to see Hog Zimmer.
I don't think it's Hog Zimmer.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not positive that's it.
Allie is so psyched you're not in studio right now. She's getting
happy.
The hell out of there in like 5 minutes.
You know what? She also, they just released the trailer for The Last Jedi as well.
I've seen it seven times.
She's so
I'm on a
giddy.
High.
Yeah.
I'm on a high.
All right.
So anyway, those are some of the things to look forward to at Coachella. Go to krock.com if you'd like to watch live video of any of the interviews or any of the live performances from the K-Rock Party House. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin Abid Show at 9:38, broadcasting live from the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. Time for one final showbiz beat of the week. This is usually the best one. We usually really stick this landing, so let's give it a good shot, guys.
Well, I ran into a tree, so I'm a little woozy.
I did hit my head on a tree.
I hit my forehead on a tree. I couldn't. Who could see a tree coming? Who knew trees were there on the in the ground?
I did hit my head pretty hard.
Your whole day, Kevin.
Yeah.
Look. Would you say it's been a success?
Yes.
Would you?
You know, Ralph.
From minute one where you ran 20 minutes late for the show, where the show had to wait for you to arrive because you took a wrong turn.
I feel like that was 20 minutes less me. And so, yes, that was probably a value for the listeners.
You're a miracle. You know what else is a miracle? Oh, on December 15th, later this year, we're all going to get a little gift, a little present.
Yeah. Say it.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yeah!
You know, right now the Star Wars Celebration is going on, and they just did a big panel for The Last Jedi. They had director Rian Johnson there, and Mark Hamill was there, and Daisy Ridley, and they were all there. And then they just dropped, casually, a little teaser trailer on us.
which after they showed it there, immediately went to the internet. You can find it now on YouTube. It's pretty remarkable. It's pretty exciting stuff, quite frankly. Great start to it. I can't obviously show it to you here on the air, but I can play a little bit of it. This is the very tail end with Luke Skywalker, who's all over this thing, telling us some ominous, disturbing words. Here's Luke.
I only know one truth. It's time for the Jedi to end.
We need to teach more people the Force.
No, the Jedi must end.
No.
Are you arguing with Luke?
I am. Luke's been up on that mountain. He doesn't know what's going on.
He knows. He's been meditating.
No.
He's been meditating and he knows things.
Teach Rey everything. No. She has to go up against Kylo. It's just, it's going to be so good.
Because the Jedi is the light and the Sith is the dark.
Right.
And those two warring factions, it must end, Allie. We must come together and find the balance.
And make everybody a Jedi.
The Jedi isn't. It must be a new thing. There must be Jedi and Sith come together. We must make a new, from a new, we will be born anew from the swamps.
What are you talking
that
about?
Is no, the it's... evil of the fighting no longer. Right? Swamps you must go into. Yes.
I can't wait.
Can't wait for this film. Looks awesome. Speaking of awesome, can't wait for Friends, the musical, right?
I mean, I'm less excited
Friends,
about...
Friends, the musical!
Really?
There is a Friends musical in the works, off-Broadway parodists. Bob and Tobey McSmith, who previously gave us such... classic Broadway, off-Broadway musical parodies as 90210 the musical and Bayside the musical, which was a Saved by the Bell musical. They've now announced Friends the musical. Musical numbers will include How You Doing, Ladies, The Only Coffee Shop in New York, We'll Always Be There for You, and the one where we made $1 million an episode. The name of one of the songs.
Oh, excellent.
So it's kind of meta. Looking forward to that. A lot of people talking back there where you are, Kevin.
Sure are
a lot of people. If only they knew we were on the radio.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Hey, we're on the air.
You guys know we're on the radio?
So, I don't know. Maybe less.
Does Lynn want to shift?
Do you want to shift? Do you want to come take a seat?
Lynn's just staring me down. I don't know what to do. Now I'm scared.
You should run for that tree. Maybe he won't see it, and it'll block his way. Dream Car is going to be there this weekend at Coachella, right?
They are.
What night?
Saturday night. They're playing Saturday night, and they're playing here at the K-Rock Party House at 12:30 today.
I wish I could see that.
You can see that at krock.com, Ralph. Thank you for asking.
Whoa.
You know, they just dropped their new single off their debut album, which is available for pre-order starting today via Columbia Records. It is called... Kill for Candy. Oh, no, that was their debut single.
That was their debut, right?
What's the album called? Anybody know? Off the top of their heads? Anybody? Dream Car. I think it's just called Dream Car. Anyway, you can get it pre-order. You can pre-order it via Columbia Records. But we've heard the previous tracks, Kill for Candy, Born to Lie, and now the new one that dropped today, All of the Dead Girls, which sounds very ominous.
Wow.
It's a lot more upbeat than it sounds. Here's a little clip from... their new single.
All right.
Love that so much.
I do, too.
All the Dead Girls Love Me. That should be Bean's theme song. Right? Oh, I miss Bean. Rest in peace, buddy.
Right?
Yeah, all right. Sorry. Just on vacation,
I feel bad for all the things. I make fun of him all those years, and now he's all dead.
He'll
nothing
be back.
I can do about it.
Very much alive.
Death.
He's in a bag in a desert.
Nope.
If you see him out there, if you see a bag in the desert, Kevin, open it up because you might find your partner.
I do not want dead bean. I'm not dragging dead bean around Coachella.
We didn't even want him alive, let alone dead.
Aww.
And another music story real quick. Today at 5 p.m., you may want to follow Lorde on Twitter if you're a fan of hers. She is promising some interesting news today at 5 o'clock on her Twitter feed. That's at Lorde, L-O-R-D-E. She suggests that you keep your Friday evening free if you're a fan of hers. So I'm guessing she's going on some sort of pop-up show someplace. Could be fun.
Hope so.
Me too.
She plays out here Sunday night, so she's
in town. She's in the area. Today's celebrity birthday is Peter Capaldi of Doctor Who fame. Tomorrow night, it returns on BBC America.
So excited!
You're not excited. You don't even know.
Not watching it.
Veep Sunday. Don't forget.
Yeah, Veep on Sunday.
Such a good weekend.
Good weekend. Peter is 59 years old today. Anthony Michael Hall turns 49. Adrian Brody's 44. Anderson Silva's 42 years old. Sarah Michelle Gellar turns 40. Abigail Breslin is 21. I'm Ralph Garman. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you. Out to SoCal Helpful. Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour today. Enjoy that, and enjoy Coachella. Monday morning, we have Tom Cavanaugh from The Flash and a full recap of Coachella.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I got me a monkey.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Look at me. I've got girl boobs.
Roll another one.
This is making me extremely horny.
Just like the other one.
Please tell me this is going where I think it's
this
going.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Musica, musica, musica.
I need another hit.
Drugs. Why do kids take drugs? Because they're awesome. No, maybe they just understand that life is pain, and if you smoke something or take a pill, it'll go away for a while.
Don't drink to that.
Roll another one.
I just suck. I suck.
Just like the other one.
Do you ever blame yourself?
This one seems to be about to end.
Is it butt stuff?
I don't have another cent.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's real good to be back with you again this year.
It's totally safe. What's going on with that?
Just pass it around.
Smell it.
Oh, I don't want to join my friend.
I'm not surprised, mother.
I just pass it on down.
I think. I'm sorry. I didn't think it would be this hard. But goodbyes are always hard. Especially when I am the one saying goodbye.
Yeah, I really want to punch you all in the face, except for Allie, because she's a girl. Instead, I'll write her a strongly worded email, and then we can just all move on from this great tragedy. You guys are all dumb and stupid. What am I doing with my life?
Can I just say one thing?
Yes. Goodbye.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
See you around.
Go Ducks. Bye, guys.